Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us,
God save us.
And welcome again to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us this Sunday morning as we bring to you another great and profound discussion from Imam Shahid Shabazz on the reality of the Creator. Today's discussion will be: to be absent in the body is to be present with Allah. To be absent in the body is to be present with the Almighty God, our Creator, the Almighty God, Allah. And I know for many of us, we don't think like that. So this is something to think about, huh? Even what do you mean by being absent in the body? So people, as you can see, we try to bring you something, the spiritual, each Sunday, to waken you, to waken your thinking mind, to waken you to the true reality of who you are and whose you are. These are the things we want you to get in mind, because this is what's really creating the problems that we have today. Who we are and whose we are. So this is morning, our people. At every Sunday morning at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we try to bring to you a discussion, start you to thinking seriously about the time you're living in and questioning your purpose and who you are and whose you are. I have been sort of waiting on Imam Shahid Shabazz to come on. I see that right now he hasn't coming to the studio yet, but we will continue with our summary for today, because it's going to be a great summary with our beautiful guest that he has arranged for us to join us in the discussion. So therefore, I believe he's on now, but I will continue with the summary. And then I will introduce you to Imam Shahid Shabazz. Today's summary: to be absent again in the body is to be present with Allah. That's powerful, huh? Powerful. Some words to really think about. Our Creator Allah says in His final revelations in the Quran that He did not create two hearts in one human body. Also, Allah says that each individual person is responsible for their actions and conduct. That is your own actions and conduct. That's what you're responsible for, not somebody else's. Most people, Allah says, have heart disease because they follow their false desires in their own heart. And Allah says they refuse to change their false heart desires. And Allah says again, this world will not get better until the people change the evil intentions in their heart. Allah made the human heart pure and truthful. Allah also says He created the nature of good in every human heart. And I repeat that. Allah says He created the nature of good in every human heart. And Allah says in His book, the Quran, that He set down His final revelation to heal the diseases in the human heart. Yes. You have the disease, huh? That which we allow to be. Our choices. Our intentions, false intentions. Because we don't choose the direction of the Creator. We choose our own selfish desires. And without any further delay now, I see Imam Shaheed Shabazz is here. He's in the audience. And I will bring him on now. As-salamu alaykum, Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Wa alaykum salam. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, brother.
Okay, very, very good, very good. Very good introduction. Very clear and direct to the point. Allah, as you said, I'm going to open with prayer and then we'll continue. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrabbilalameen. Arrahmanirrahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Excuse me. Siratal ladhina amta alayhim. Maryam maghdubi alayhim wa dualin. Ameen. We just said and translated it from Arabic, pure Arabic of the Quran, Allah's book, into this corrupt English language with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah alone, the creator of the heavens and earth, the cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid alone do we seek. Show us, Allah, the straight way, the way that leads to you. And protect us, Allah, from being of those who go astray from your straight way, excuse me, by living a crooked life, a life of a falsehood and truth. You told Adam and Eve, our mother and father in the garden, the day that they take in the knowledge of good and evil, they will surely die, a spiritual death. And their descendants, most people on earth, are walking spiritually dead because they're trying to live a life on one hand of, oh, okay, I'm going to do good, and then on the other hand, I'm going to do evil, and because I've done good, the evil is justified. That's the weapon that's killing people, not guns and tanks and all of that. No, it's lies mixed with truth that most people, as the co-host said, accept to be in their way of they go live their life. I'm on, and I don't know who they think they hurting most but themselves. Because the worst enemy of our people is themselves. The Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad, the last prophet of Allah to all humankind, said, that the greatest jihad or struggle or fight that the human being have is, like the sister said, on our own carnal, low, animalistic desires. Almighty God, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, says in his book, Quran, he said when we as people, and we see it today, you're going to see it. Time I said you're going to see it. He said when people reject his unseen, eternal reality as being the only reality, we will fall lower than the lowest animal in terms of moral degradation. He made certain animals with certain natures, and the human being, because we have a free will, we think that's so good, I'm free, do whatever I want to do. Guess what? Don't let yourself deceive you like that. The human being can take on the nature of anything the human being see. That's the uniqueness in the human being, because Allah put some of his power in the human being and gave the human being intelligence to be able to choose. Nothing else can't choose how they want to live. A tree got to be a tree. The rest, its existence, the sun, the moon, the stars. But a human being can change and start acting like a tree, start acting like a snake, start acting like a dog, start acting like a wolf. And to this fact of what I'm saying, African Americans in particular, even some Caucasians and others now, African Americans are influential people too on the shelf, which is why I say that in a minute, in a moment. I've heard years ago African American males, I know when they start calling themselves dogs. What's going on, dog? Oh, dog, you got it? Now, here they're a human being calling themselves a dog. Dogs are best of nature, but I worked around dogs and was raised up with dogs are nasty. By their nature, they are nasty. That's right, they are nasty. That ain't meaning they bad. They're just, Allah created them for a certain purpose. A hog is nasty. Allah said, don't eat the swine. And a hog love to wallow in fear, but that's just the hog nature. That ain't the human being nature to wallow in fear, to love sin, to be nasty. It ain't the human being's will that Allah put his will in the human being. Like the sister said, he created the nature of good. So the human being won't want to do bad things. The human being will reject the bad when it interferes with the human being's good nature. But it's just the opposite. Most people on the earth, starting with the Muslims, because we're supposed to be the leaders and helping to bring the world out of spiritual darkness into spiritual light, like Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, 1,400 years ago. But most Muslims are not doing that. They're just like the Christians and the Jews. When Allah revealed his revelation to Prophet Isa, our so-called Jesus, and Prophet Musa, or Prophet Moses, they did the same thing the Muslims doing now. Allah said they let long ages, that means long time, go past, and their hearts became hard. They began to accept the religion like it was their religion and won't for nobody else, and they was going to use the religion for self-gain and not spread the faith and religion so to make the whole of their human family better. That's what the Muslims are doing now, the majority of them. They're selfish in hell. And when you're selfish, you're in hell. Understand that, because you know self takes you to hell. I want you to understand that. The destination of Satan is not just hell, but the destination of our own self-will leads us to hell. For now, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum salam.
All right, brother, didn't hear you. I want to make sure everything was all right.
Well, I hope you can hear me now.
Yes, I can.
I hope the audience could hear me, you know, because, I mean, when I say something a lot, the Creator is revealing it through me, and I might he might not bless me to recall that.
Alhamdulillah, yes. You came in loud and clear, but for a moment there you kind of stopped, and there was nothing being said, so I thought maybe we had gone off the air, so I was just checking.
Good, no, I had just stopped talking.
All right. Yes, sir. You may continue, bro.
Well, as I said, you know, Allah did say, our Creator, we look around the world. What would cause human beings supposed to be God-conscious people? God-conscious means you are conscious of good. But most of the people in the world are conscious of doing evil. They have accepted evil in place of their good. And the Satan told Allah, before Allah put the Satan out of heaven, the Satan told Allah, when Allah gave him respite, that he was going to change the nature of man and woman. You know, when your nature is changed, what is your nature? What is the nature of a person? Your nature is your good and pure godly heart. That's the pure heart Allah put in us and gave us spiritual life when he put his spirit in us. So that's your nature, goodness, the goodness of Allah, the purity of Allah, the perfection of Allah. But most people are just the opposite. They want to change their nature. They don't want to. They have changed their nature. You got majority of the population of males, they want to be females. The majority of the population of females, they want to be males. Mostly everywhere in the world you go, not just America, you see homosexuality is dominant. Lesbianism is dominant. Child molestation is dominant. Killing people without any conscience among most people is dominant. Again, I had a Muslim brother in Durham. I was in this beautiful way of life, Islam, with for about 44 years in Durham, North Carolina, about a week ago now. Time is moving so fast. He was an electrician. He was getting in this car one morning, I guess, to go to work because he was a worker. And 17-year-old rapist boy, young black African-American, had raped a woman, and they was after a young girl, and they was after him for that. He went up to the boy, sneaked up on my Muslim brother's head and hit him in the head with a blunt object and killed him and left his body laying there dead, and he drove off. Almighty God, Allah didn't create the nature of evil in us, but most Muslims and people, they have the nature of evil in them. And as the sister said in the beginning, when you want to live your life as an individual, the way you want to live it, you're always going to be evil, and you're going to always be wrong, and you're going to always go farther and farther away from Allah's truth. Because Almighty God, Allah saying, and my conclusion at this junction of the talk, he say all the good that happens to people comes from Allah, your creator. He's all good. And Allah say all the evil that happens to people come from their own evil and selfish desires. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you, thank you. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the creator. And again this Sunday, because he's coming to you with another profound discussion to awaken you and make you aware, make you start thinking about who you are and your purpose, why things are as they are, because you are not who you are supposed to be, and you're not doing what you are supposed to be doing to make sure that the life we're living is from the Creator. Is pleasing to the Creator. If everyone would just change their disease, move that disease from their heart and change their heart, everything would change overnight. And you can see that reality. So, Imam Shaheed Shabazz is coming, teaching on a strong, strong discussion today for really think and not just think from the start, really wanting to change from the inside. Each person must see that change in him first before he can think about a change in somebody else. Now we have here from our guests who have been on for a minute here, and I'm going to call the one that I see who's been on for, I think it's just the show has been on, and that number is 336-999-845. Give us your name. And tell us where you're calling from.
Sister Nadiris from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Oh, Islam, like my beautiful sister Nadiris. Like
my son.
Wonderful hearing from you. So glad you have
yes,
you on.
Yes,
ma'am. She's been striving hard, fighting herself. She's been fighting that nonsense within her. She's been fighting those diseases in her heart. But she wants to do right, live a good life. I've known her for a few years, but my husband's practically known her all of her life. And she's a sister who wants to do right, but she's human. And sometimes he falls short and backslide, as they say. He backslides sometimes. But she gets back up again. Comes on. Please, I want to be strong. I want to be good, sincere, true to my Creator. I want to be a good Muslim. And that's what it's all about, people. Nobody's perfect. It's going to make mistakes. We're going to backfire sometimes. Backslide. But get up. Get up. Try it all over. Start again. And keep going. Keep moving on. Because you're down. I mean, you stay there and wallow in the feeling of the hollow of the earth. No. Get up. Clean yourself up again. And let's get going towards that which is good, which pleases the Lord, which He created you for. All right. I'm sorry, Sister Nadir. I didn't mean to take over here. We'll hear from you and what you have to say at this time.
Well, Brother Shaheed.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, a good teacher today.
Thank you.
Fills my spirit. And I like everything what he said, and it's helping me to go forward. And I like his teaching today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. May Allah bless you for coming on the show. And like the co-host said, I have been with this sister about 20 years teaching her Islam. It's never been no fornication or none of that stuff. She's not a lustful sister. I'm not a lustful brother. We realize that Allah says in the Quran, not just not to commit fornication, but Allah says in the Quran, for those who are lawfully married, he says you should regulate your coming together with your wife and husband for sexual relationship. He say, don't let your lust for sex become your God. And most people, Muslim, Christian, Jews, and people in general, they have let their sex organs become their God. And that the lust for sex to become their God. And Allah says in his final revelations in the Quran that all the evils you see in the world come from people not controlling their sexual desires. Huh? And they say all the evil comes about through people's sex organs and their tongue. And to such extent, yes, the private parts. And Allah say, if you guarantee him, and this is for everybody listening and that's not listening, Allah said, if you guarantee him two things, he will guarantee that he will grant you eternal life in his heaven after you die and when you're resurrected for judgment. He said, if you guarantee him you will control your tongue and your private parts, he will guarantee you heaven. Now, that's the way to get to heaven, people. Now, that's plain right there. You don't have to go through a lot of teaching, Islamic teaching. No. Can you do that? Are you willing to do that? And you cannot control your private parts and your tongue unless you have the help of your Creator, our Creator, Allah, because we are weak, and like Sister Isla the Cole said, in flesh, all of us, we're imperfect. Allah made us this way. And he made us this way so we would realize our what? Dependency on him if we're going to be saved from the evil of ourselves and the evil in this evil world. You got to call on Allah. You can't protect yourself from evil. Allah said he's the only protector of the righteous. Allah said the evil and ungodly Muslim, Christian, Jews, and people, they don't have no protection. So, you know, this is something you need to take serious. And also I want to say, along with that, this is very important because most people don't believe in the unseen. Most people only believe in what the things they see. Most people place their hope, their value, only in this world and the material things they acquire in this world. And they place their trust and hope and faith in people, men, rather than Allah. For instance, Catholic people, they trust their father, so-called father, as a God. Christians call Jesus, a white Jesus, a son of God and God.
And Muslims, I'm going to get y'all now. I'm going to get y'all now. You ain't going to want me to get you. I'm going to get you now. You know who y'all take for y'all God, most Muslims? Yourself. Not even Prophet Muhammad. Yourself. And Allah say the Jews and the Christians too, they begin, after long years passed by, after he revealed this truth to them, the Torah and the Injil, they begin to take the religion like, oh, we know more than everybody else. So we're going to use this to exploit the rest of the people for our own self-benefit, self-gratification, and self-pleasure. And we're going to act like we the gods over other people. And this ain't nothing new what we see in the day. History repeats itself. But if you don't change, study history soon, and change your evil ways, I'm letting you know, this is a warning going out, a final warning. The fires out in California, the earthquakes and that's going on right now, activity Allah got going on in the earth. Allah, the whole nature, Allah's got letting the people know that Allah's not pleased with them. He's not pleased with the people, most of the people in the world, starting with the Muslims. Because he made us good. He made the creation good. And all creation is good, even a hog, even a dog, like I said. They, in their nature, is a good to Allah. Because he created them with that nature as a sign for the human beings not to be that way. But they turned out their nature. They're not bad. That wasn't what I was saying. No, the bad people is just that. People are bad. And they train. You got people that even train their animals to be bad. You got people that train their animals to have sexual intercourse with them. They're so low today. Allah says if you reject his truth in the Quran, you will fall to the Lord's depths of moral degradation. And that's what people have done. They have fell to the laws of the law. Allah said when they reject his truth and goodness and righteousness, they will do anything. They will molest. I know over in Africa right now, for a fact, they've grown men having sex with babies. How worse can this thing get before Allah destroyed? Not much longer. He's going to destroy all evil. He's just warning because he's so merciful. He's just warning and bringing all these warnings around the world so that few people that has been ignorant and didn't know evil, they know evil now because you got a man in Washington, D.C., he personified the devil in the flesh. And he's there, and this is the leading government in the world, so that I let you know that the whole world of people are the same all around the world. They bleed the same blood. They breathe the same air. So they're the same. So I ain't no need of thinking that it's different over there and over there. No, no. And all people in the world is in this country anyway. So you see the whole world is here. And so, you know, morality is the only way that, you know, anyone going to be saved from the destruction of evil. Allah says the evil generations in the past, when they kept on doing evil, he gave them a long time to change. The most one he gave a long time his people to change was Prophet Noah. He let that man live 950 years and taught almost 10 generations, 1,000 years of teaching. And the people still, the majority of people still rejected him, called him a fool. They laughed at him when he was trying to call them to Allah. So Allah finally said after 950 years, don't warn them no more. I am fin to get rid of them. You done your job. And he destroyed the whole world of evil. This world, all evil people, and cleansed this world and made it back to the pure and good world he created in the beginning. And they say, and Allah says, so as he created his world good in the beginning, so he going to return it back, this earth, to a good earth in the end. And we're in that end where Allah is issuing in the good. And he's destroying the evil and the wrong, letting it destroy itself fast. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. We want to thank you our radio listening audience for joining us this morning. We are glad that you gained what you came for and that you are really, really glad to join us and participate in the discussion. This is your talk show. Not Imam Shabazz, not Sister, but your talk show. This is for you, the people. And we want to hear from you. So I'm going to now call on a guest that I'm familiar with, a great supporter, a beautiful brother, Sam. And this brother is from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Imam Abdul Kareem, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, sister. How are you?
Fine, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Imam Shabazz, inshallah. I hope things are well. You sound good on the stereo, on the radio here. Alhamdulillah, I'm listening. Alhamdulillah, how are you?
I'm good, my brother, my beloved brother, one of my favorite brothers right here. And I told you last night when I was out, I said if I felt any better, I would be in heaven. Out of this body and in the real heaven, you know. And, you know, up in the heavens with Allah, you know.
Alhamdulillah. When I first came on, you were dropping some heavy bars. I just had to sit back and listen. I was glad I wasn't the first guest that the sister picked, because sometimes you just listen and, you know, you hear words and, you know, it's a reminder benefits the believers. So whenever
That's
you
right.
start talking from Quran and Sunnah and you say something, everybody needs to listen and get as much as they can, and Allah is going to give you what you need to get if if your heart is open and you listen. I mean, none of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. We all, you know, try to do good, and sometimes we fall short, but alhamdulillah, you know, when you're saying something from Quran and Sunnah, it's always going to benefit the believers no matter what, so alhamdulillah. One thing I wanted to just add, if I could just, you know, bring one thing, is that's how we know that this message is true. It's just another one of the many, many ways that we know the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings be upon him, wasn't speaking for himself. He wasn't trying to gain wealth or try to gain popularity. He was just trying to give the message that Allah wanted him to give to us so that we could have it for many, 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 many years to come. And one of the ways he told us to control our desires, because you talked about desires and we talked about that a little bit there, is fasting. And, fasting was prescribed for the Muslims, and fasting was prescribed to the people before us, for the religions before us, from Moses, from Musa, peace and blessings be upon him, to Esau, to Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him. Fasting has been prescribed, but it has specifically been prescribed to the Muslims, you know, to keep us away from our desires of fornication, our desires of trying to achieve success by taking a shortcut, trying to get things by taking a shortcut. Fasting is prescribed for us. So when we are single and not married, we should fast. When we are looking for employment or looking for a good job or looking for to move or looking to change something, we pray to our Lord. And we should go ahead and fast a couple of days. Fasting on a Monday and a Thursday is a good thing. Fasting any day of the week is a good thing, as long as it's not just a Friday, as long as you don't just single out Friday as a day to fast, because that's the day of Jumu'ah. But fasting is a great way to control our desires, and also it's a great way to gain nearness to our Lord when we're requesting something from him. So if we want our Lord to help us with some condition that we're under or some condition that we're in or some situation, we have to always remember fasting can bring us closer to our Lord, because eating is a halal thing, but when you're fasting, you take away even what's halal for you to be closer to the Lord. You know, being with your wife is a halal thing, but when you're fasting, you take away something that's halal because you want nearness to your Lord. And our fast Fajr, from the morning prayer about 6 o'clock in the morning to the evening prayer. So these shorter days make it so easy to fast, so easy to be close to your Lord because, you know, you're breaking your fast at about 5:30 in the afternoon. You know, you wait till the summertime where you're fasting from 4 in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. It's a little bit more difficult. So it's a good thing to remember, and it's a good thing to practice during these winter months in this part of the world where the days are really short and we can gain nearness to our Lord, you know, without, you know, as much difficulty as we would have during, like, let's say, June, July, or August if we tried to fast during those months. So I just wanted to put that reminder out there because we're talking about desires and, you know, just remember Allah gives us all the tools that we needed to get near to Him. It's us who choose not to get near to Him. It's us who choose, I'm good. I don't need to get nearer to Allah. I'm good. I like the dunya better. So we have to remember the things that were prescribed by our messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings be upon him. And one of them was fasting. That's all I want to say. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. It was well said. I love listening to this brother here. I listened to him at the mosque in Muslim Salem. He leads you a minute of time. Very learned brother and humble brother, and Allah just uses him, and Allah bless him with a lot of wisdom, because you don't get a lost wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to be able to distinguish right from wrong. You don't get wisdom just by fasting. You don't get a lost wisdom just by fulfilling your other obligations, praying. You get wisdom when you fear Allah. What is the fear of Allah? Number eight, the fear of Allah is to feel like the brother was saying, to do anything to go against Allah's will. Why? It's just like a baby fear the mother when the mother leaves the baby. The baby starts crying. Why? Because the mother is everything to the baby. The mother is the one sustaining the baby and taking care of the baby. We like that with Allah. Look at the world. The world is under self-destruction. Why? Because they done forgot that their creator, who is not only their creator, but he's their Rabbil Alameen. He's their cherisher and sustainer. And when you cut yourself off from Allah, the remembrance of Allah, you have no protection from evil. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah.
You are listening to the Sunday broadcast. I'm Imam Shaheed Jamal, the reality of the creator. As you can see, sisters, we are having a beautiful and necessary discussion today. So we want to try to remember to invite someone else when we come on the show. Invite at least one other person, whether they come on or not. We've done our part to try to reach up and call them to the truth, the right knowledge that they need to know in order to improve their lives and live a better life. So we want to try to get in the habit of at least letting one person know if we are truly getting what you are looking for on this show. And if it's helping you, we want you to share it. We call it sharing. Go out, reach out, let them know about it. Let them have any of them. And call them to all to join you on Sunday in listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz. We always thankful for our guests that we have among us in today, especially for the brother again, Imam Abdul Kareem. Beautiful, beautiful brother. Beautiful man. And we are so grateful to have him with us to share this profound knowledge of Islam that he has to share. You know, when we learn something, it's like sitting in a classroom. We have all these students, might even 20, 30, 40 students, all in one big class. Everybody's getting the same knowledge, the same information, but everybody's receiving it differently. Some might receive and understand it one way, and others might receive and understand it another way. And whoever receives it and understands it according to the way the teacher is explaining it and thinks that it should be understood is the one who's supposed to be getting it correct. That's not necessarily so, because it's the way Allah is given it to us. He wants us to receive it and understand it. Because we individually must answer to Allah. And so we will thank you. We will thank for each of you, the input that you have, the information that you have to give to us. And those of you who are in the listening audience, if you want to join us and give a comment, ask a question, push the number one button, the number one on your phone, and your number will show up in the studio, and we'd love to have you join us. And now again, without my having to continue here, and I am getting a little hoarse too, I will give you back to Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you. This, my beloved audience, is still within the subject, but I want to talk about this part of the human race, the black African Americans, as we're called, because we as a people, the African Americans, have suffered a slavery that no people in the history who've been enslaved by another people have suffered. And it's not for just no reason at all. Everything has a reason. Allah created everything, and He permits everything down here on this earth for a reason, good and evil. So I want to share with you, Black America, because this is I had a teacher named Imam Wafiuddin Muhammad. May Allah forgive him of his faults and his sins, and grant him Jannah for sacrificing his whole life. And he was blessed to do a great job to bring all the religious communities together under the umbrella of our father, Prophet Abraham. He's the man that sat over in the Vatican City with the Pope, in the White House leading the prayer. Whites, Jews, all religious people had great respect for this man, because this man was teaching the unity, and he was so humble in the way he taught, and he was so respectful of other people, like Prophet Muhammad was too. He didn't try to force Islam on anyone, because Allah, our Creator, said, let there be no compulsion in religion. He said his truth stands out clear for everybody to see. He said whoever accepts this truth and rejects their own evil have indeed a grasp onto a handhold that never breaks. And with Allah, it's full knowledge of the secrets of all things seen and unseen. This is about integration right here, people. Allah revealed this to me this day, just a few moments ago, when white America, so-called white America, ain't the white people, they just pale. White America integrated in the 60s, back in the 60s, when I was back there, a little boy. This was to gain complete control over black Americans. Please listen at yourself today, as a people, African Americans. Muslims and all, I don't care. It doesn't matter what you call yourself, Buddhists. If you black, you black. Like Al-Hajj Malik Shabazz say, if you black in America, you ain't discriminated. They don't say, well, this black right here is accepted to be white. Or no. You're black, you're black. You might be a house Negro or a field Negro, but if you black, you black. And you go, and they think the same about a house Negro as they do the fear Negro today, as they did 300 years ago. And they treat the house Negro better than the fear Negro, just like they did two, and 300 years ago, the so-called whites. So listen to the black people today. What do I mean? Black America, if you listen at yourself, you'll see that you have taken on their ways and the habits of your oppressor. This happened in all history. Black America, the ways that we got where we are practicing all kinds of immoral acts, all kinds of immoral acts. We got this immorality, this mentality out of slavery. They beat us, the white slave masters, they beat us. They castrated us. They said we wasn't human. They brought us over here like chickens in a coop, packed layer on layer in them slave ships. And they brought 100 million over here from Africa, but 80 million died with them bringing over here. So they got about 20 million of us over here. Now, you need to know your history. And on the ship, on the movie Roots, you can hear the brothers down there in the hull of the ship saying we're different tribes, but our fate is the same, so we got to come together as one. And they were saying Allah, and they were saying Assalamu Alaikum. Most of those Muslims, people coming over here on the slave ships from over there in Europe by the Europeans, they were Muslims. The Muslims, in fact, navigated them over here to America. Whites didn't even know where America was. Talking about white America. The people that was over here was the Native Americans, the Indians. And the black people and black Muslims were coming, Muslims that was black, was coming over here 800 and 1,000 years before the Europeans even knew they was human beings. They were living like animals. Okay? Yeah, why am I saying this? Because slavery is not going anywhere. It's right here, right now. And Donald Trump represents that right there, that, hey, you Negroes thought Obama was freeing y'all, you blacks. Oh, no. This is our still white America, and we're taking it back. So what am I saying? When we was integrated, separated from white people, black people had businesses all over this country. Even in my hometown, Durham, it was called Black Wall Street. When we was integrated, it wasn't just so white. Come on now. Look, use your intelligence. Have white people, are they accepting you now as one of them? Huh? No. So they didn't integrate you so you could be equal with them, or to make you think you was equal with them, or to make you think that they was freeing you so that you could prosper materially. Like them? No. They integrated you, not physically. They integrated your mind with their old corrupt, evil mind and the teachings that they had fixed, prepared for you so you could destroy your own self. They had already done their homework, so I got to give them that. They do their homework in destroying black people, but black people don't do their homework in trying to understand why we hate ourselves, why we are destroying our own race, why we're not productive, why we are consumers. So you see, this is what I'm talking about. This needs to be brought to black people's attention because black people have a certain mission. That's the mission of all the prophets and all the messengers, including Prophet Muhammad. And all of the revelations that Allah revealed, and is in the Quran. But people like the brother Imam Abdul Karim and me, people are very devoted to learning, only know this right here. Black people are called, of America, are called a sleeping giant. Why are we called a sleeping giant? A giant represents a figure of a human being that's so tall that he towers way on up there and everybody can look up. But that's symbolic of not a giant physically, we're a giant of a people spiritually. We come from a spiritual background from the beginning of time. The first man and woman were spiritual, and they had children, which is all human beings, and our true nature is like they are spiritual. But over time, their children, descendants, went away astray. Like the sister said, they backslid or they went astray, and most of them never came back to that spiritual nature of Allah and of our mother and father, Adam and Eve. So I want you to know, African-American people, Allah have chosen you to be, he let you go through this vicious slavery. I mean, inhumane slavery, and still allowing you to go through it until you wake up and realize that he sent you through this to prepare you to be spiritual and moral leaders of the world. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Imam Shaheen Shabazz, teaching the strong on the reality of a creator. And, of course, we have every Sunday a special subject that we talk on that we bring to you. And this Sunday again, our subject is to be absent in the body, is to be present with Allah. And we want you to come back and think about that again and focus on it. Are we present with Allah? Are we absent in our body? Do most of us see ourselves as the physical and try to live according to the physical world, material world, and not go within and think about where all of this came from and is still coming from? So we have a very, very interesting discussion going today, people. That reminded me too. I was reading today. I think it was on Facebook issues. I go there because I tune into the history part, the news, the science, and all that. So you can get what you want from Facebook. Everybody says, "Oh, there's nothing on there but people saying nothing." But that's who you have chosen to come onto your Facebook page. You choose the information that you want to come onto your Facebook page. And if you choose nothing but gossip from people, then that's what you're going to get. You have to choose other information, historical sites, again, you know, scientific sites, medical sites. I choose all of that good stuff, and I get information. And one thing that I saw today was about, again, man is still trying to figure out the beginning of man, the first man on earth. So they've been digging over there in Algeria now, and they came up with a discovery the other day of the existence of a human life, human bones, longer than ever before in history. And that's 2.4 million years, they said. They discovered some artifacts that were that age, and not only that, they discovered human bones, broken bones that were that age. So then now they're trying to place the first human being existing over in Algeria. So they keep running around in circles and running you around in circles because it's not necessary for him to know. And as they go further and further, they're going to find again. And again, too, you hear them saying that the white man is the first man on earth. The white man is the God and all this color thing we're choosing again, you know. But why then? You always go into Africa where the dark races are. Let's go there into that country and start digging and digging up bones to try to find out man's first existence on earth. If you think that it's a white man, why aren't you over there in the Western Europe in those caves over there digging? Huh? That's something to think about, people. So anyway, yes. They are still searching to just try to find out who they think was the first man, the physical human being on earth. And now without any further delay, I want to give to you again, Imam Shahid Shabbat. But I'd like to hear from the brother again, the beautiful knowledge that he brings to us. As we know, and that's our brother Imam Abdul Karim, Islam Wajda.
Wa alaikum salam rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. I just wanted to say also alhamdulillah for a lot of people who probably aren't as close to the masjid as they should be, or not as close to, or don't have as many, you know, Muslim friends. I just wanted to repeat how important it is. How important it is to have, you know, have all friends. But your closest friends, it's important that they worship God and they believe in one God and act on it. Those people you want to get close to. You want to get closer to folks like that. And those folks you're going to find wherever Allah puts you, but usually at the masjid. Usually you'll find those folks at the masjid. And when you go there often, that same love and brotherhood and support that we all need, because we all need it, even the young boys running around here in the streets who join in these gangs, they need it too. They just find that respect and that brotherhood and that love that they're looking for, they find it in their gangs. But it's in the masjid. Some people find it in their groups, you know, their book clubs or other clubs or other fraternities that they may join, their dojos. But it's all in the masjid. And when you get closer to people who can remind you, who can give you a reminder of things go good, they'll remind you of Allah. When things go bad, they'll remind you of Allah. When things are just blasé, you're just having a normal day and they just call, they'll remind you of Allah. I don't think I've spoken to the brother Imam, the host, ever. And out of the first 10 words out of his mouth, it's not going to be something but Allah. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Some reminder of Allah. Even if he's talking about getting a flat tire, he'll be like, man, Allah blessed me with something. Fill in the blank. You know? So that kind of reminder and that sort of behavior is important to be around, because when you're just around, for me, and I'm speaking for me, if I'm just around my friends in the street and something happens, they're not going to remind me of Allah, because they're not probably not thinking of Allah. They're thinking of some other way to handle it, you know, some other thing, and it's not going to be a reminder of Allah. So if it's something that's haram for me, that's illegal for me religiously to do, I'm not going to get a reminder from somebody who doesn't know the rules of my religion. And they're going to remind me of something that's going to bring me closer to the street, or closer to how we say the dunya, closer to, you know, what the streets want or what society wants. And if that's far from what Allah wants, we want to be around people and near things and get that same brotherhood or sisterhood that we're looking for, that same love and respect that we're looking for. It's at the masjid. It's at the mosque. It's at the places of worship. It's around your friends who believe in Allah, who fear Allah. They're going to give you the advice that you need, the right advice. And when you don't get that, what you get is the opposite. You see, if I get angry and I'm around friends that I grew up with who may not, you know, have any consciousness or concern about what Allah wants from me, and I get angry, they're going to tell me what the streets should do. You know, the street version of what's good. And that's not going to bring me any closer to my Lord. But if I'm around the Muslims, they'll tell me, man, have some patience. Man, have sabr. Man, do this. Man, sit down. Man, go make wudu, you know, that ritual washing that we do before we go pray. They'll tell me something that brings me closer to Allah. I lose something, they'll tell me. I find something, they'll tell me Allah. I have something good happen to me, they'll tell me Allah. Bad happened to me and I'm mad and ready to cuss and spit, they'll remind me of Allah. And in all those reminders, good, bad, win, lose, short, tall, whatever it is, somebody's reminding you of Allah, that's a good person to be around. That's a good station to listen to. That's a good book to read, because it is reminding you of the creator of the heaven and earth, who we should remember as often as possible. Because the rest of this stuff out here is just a joke. It's just for play. It's just a test and a proving ground to see where you deserve to be at the end of all of this. And remembering Allah and friends that remind you of Allah and masjids and places of worship where you can get that same brotherhood and stuff that you're looking for elsewhere, places like this, places like the mosques, reminders like this radio program, things like that that remind you of your Lord are a benefit for you. Because you could be, we could be, I could be in much worse places, doing much worse things and remembering something else to do instead of my Lord and my Creator. And that's what I just want to say is a blessing and a mercy from being able to listen and join and participate, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Very well said. As you were saying that, I was thinking about every word that Allah bless you to say, and I was just incorporating it in my day, and I just want to say briefly for all of us, all praise is due to Allah who have brought us back to life after he have imposed upon us a state next to death. Truly unto Allah is the final resurrection. I just want to say along with that, brother Imam, the title of the show is to, you know, to be absent in the body is to be in the presence of with Allah, in Allah's presence. Now, most people might not understand that clearly, and then that's the topic. So I'm with inshallah going to, blessing me, going into that a little deeper. You know, even in the book of Prophet Esau, I'm going to go back to Prophet Esau, alayhi salam. It says in the NGL or the gospel he brought. That's what it, this language didn't even exist back during that time. He said that in the beginning, it was the Word, and the Word was Allah. So, in essence, everything that we see, starting with ourselves, we're just the spoken word of Allah. It's just a spoken word of Allah. And another thing I want to add with this, also, this saying has been said throughout the ages, idle mind is the devil's workshop. Meaning this, if your mind is not actively conscious of Allah, and how will you know if one's mind and heart is conscious of their Creator? He's all good. They're going to be doing good works. They're going to be doing all good things. They're going to be trying to, like you say, stay away from the haram, the bad, and they're going to be trying to go seek out the good wherever they can find it. In a good book, like you say, whatever they're doing, a good music. It's music that got good messages in it. You can listen to that music if you want to. Some Muslims will try to tell you, no, don't listen to that music. Prophet Muhammad forbid that. That's a lie. I say that's a lie. Prophet Dawood, he was a magician. What I'm saying, it ain't the music. It's the lyrics. It's the message. I'll be listening sometime at Earth, Wind, and Fire. Very spiritual-based group. Earth. They're very titled, Earth, Wind, and Fire. They talk about the inside. They talk about the inner spiritual relationship with Allah, your Creator, and the inner spiritual relationship we're supposed to have with each other. And they talk about it in a spiritual way where you'll know real love is not lust, it's spiritual. They always such beautiful message. And so I want to say to people, ain't no way people can be walking around here killing, committing all these heinous, horrific crimes, starting with the Muslims. And ain't no way Muslims can just even have a nasty Christian, Jews, religious people, the nasty attitudes they got, the selfish attitude they got, they stingy, they niggly, they hoard up wealth, so-called material wealth. And look at what happened to those so-called rich white people out there. I think it was L.A., California. They had built them what they called their paradise, like they gods. And we got our paradise right here on earth, and we're going to show the world, and ain't no blacks in our paradise. This is a white paradise. That's just like when they wrote the Bible back in slavery, that they wrote a white Bible. The God was white. The angels was white. The so-called God's son was white. Oh, everything was white that was right. And everything that was black was bad. You see? So they still promoting that lie today in the 21st century after all these thousands of years. And the unfortunate thing is that most people of color, they have bought into that lie, and they practically worship light-skinned people who call themselves white, who call themselves Jews, who call themselves Arabs, Egyptians, or whatever. You still have racism going on, not just between black and white. You got racism going on between the race, the human race. And that's why the devil has had success over dominating and destroying, and most of the people going to be destroyed with him because they don't want to see themselves as one human family. They want to see themselves as separate, and they all want their own group. And they say, if you don't join our group, you ain't one of us. When Allah says he's one creator, he created one human spirit in all people, and this one creation, oneness. Everything starts from one, and everything go back to the one creator that created everything. So if you don't have him present in your life, inside your body, then only thing that's present in you is evil. It's evil because evil comes in. Evil can't come into your life when your life is for your Creator. Because if your life is for your Creator, you're one who will strive. And like my ex-wife said about this young sister, she's been striving for over 20 years. I've been teaching her, and she was weak for a while, but it's better late than never. She's done came around to Allah. When I first met her, I felt the love of Allah in her heart. She was just weak in the flesh like all of us, but she ain't never gave up on Allah. And 20 years here later, she's come back to Allah strong, and she's fearing and seeing all this destruction and knowing that she got to face judgment and she might go to the hell fire. This sister's taking Islam serious now, and I'm very proud of her. May Allah continue to bless her and her daughter and protect them and keep her on his Sirat al-Mustaqim, his straight way, his straight path that leads straight to him. And in my conclusion, Allah say, Brother Imam, and for all, Allah say, if we put the Quran in front of us, that means always remember Allah and what Allah say, his ordinance, what he have ordained in the Quran, and follow the sunnah of his prophet Muhammad. You got to do that. He said he included that with him guiding you straight to Jannah. He said if you do that, it will lead you straight to Jannah, paradise in his eternity, after this the world is destroyed. And he said if you put the Quran, that's for everybody in the world. He said if they don't get the Quran and study the Quran and follow the Quran, that will lead them straight to the hellfire. Because why? Why would it do that? Because they are following evil. There ain't but two ways you can follow. That's why I said in the beginning, Allah didn't put two halves in the one human body. You can't be righteous and evil at the same time. You're either righteous or you're evil. Allah said when you give yourself to him, anybody in the world, give your whole heart to him. Why did he say the heart? Because that's where he put his spirit. The heart, he made the heart pure. So if you give your whole heart to Allah, he'll make it back pure like he did when you was a baby. Assalamu alaikum. That's our true nature, our baby nature. Purity of heart. Knowing no evil, seeing no evil, and doing no evil, and speaking no evil. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. I'm so thankful to have this brother who so humbly comes to us and wants to give us his knowledge that he's so excited about because he studies hard. He studies Quran and he learns. He wants to pass it on like we're supposed to be doing to those of you who don't have the understanding of who you are, understanding of what life is really all about, that it's not the physical that life is all about, but it's what? It's the body being in the presence of Allah, huh? To be absent in the body, yes. Not to be a physical being, but to be the spiritual being that you were made to be, the mystic thinker being that you were made to be. This is where you want to look at, what you want to look at. Instead of man going and going and every time they turn around, he's exploring and digging to find out about a physical existence greater than, longer than the one that he found before. He should be going to his spiritual existence and studying it. He doesn't want to face reality of Father Abraham and understand that man was existing physically for thousands of years. We don't know how long. We couldn't ever dig and come up with a later date. But he wasn't existing. He was a walking dead. He didn't exist until he understood why he was existing, who he was existing, where he came from. And that knowledge came from the scientific discovery of Father, they call him Father Abraham. They all know him as Father Abraham, the prophet Abraham. Ibrahim, as we call it in this world. Yes. It wasn't until then that we understand the true meaning of life and actually living and existing. Because we have dictates to our physical body. We like robots or puppets until we get those dictates from within, where they're coming from. They tell us what to do, to wake us up, to get us to moving about, to get us to seeing things around us. Then we're not existing. To get us to thinking with our minds and using this physical body. There is no existing, but there is still that physical body, right? So people, We want to be absent and invisible. Take our minds off this body. It's nothing. Don't allow the body to control you because it can't. Know that you are controlling your body. You are in charge of your body. And that you is from within yourself. And it's from the creator that Prophet Abraham discovered and let you know about. So let's go back into the spiritual life. Start thinking about our life from our spiritual perspective, our intellect from the mind, and not from the physical. And again, I give to you, Imam Shaheed Shabbat.
Yes, thank you, Sister. Assalamu alaikum. And that was everything everybody's saying is well said. And what you're saying is that Allah, the Almighty, one creator of the heavens and the earth, master, ruler of the day of judgment, Allah, the Quran is so beautiful. Every time I read Quran, it's like the first time, because Allah's knowledge is infinite. Infinite, which means his knowledge is unlimited. And Allah said that he created, as you said, was talking about, he said he created the human being, and he described in the Holy Quran how he created the human being. And the first description he gives, he said he created us out of the dust of the earth, right? Then he say next, a sperm drop. And he said, out of that sperm drop, he created a clot of blood. This is our physical creation. This is not our life. This is our animal body. And he go on and say, he created our animal body in three veils of darkness in the womb of our mother, which is 9 months. Those three stages are 9 months. 1 month is one stage. The second month is the second stage. And the third month is the third stage. And three veils of darkness. And guess what? This is powerful. In that darkness, we was also existing in water. What is this saying? Life is in water, represents morality. So we come out of spiritual darkness by what? Good morality. Godly morality. So darkness represents what? Ignorance of the goodness of your God. Creator. When you're ignorant of the goodness of your creator, that means you're conscious of nothing but what? Your evil and the evil of the jinns, the Satan and the jinns. That's what we see in the world. So if you want to come back, people, anybody, any individual, to real life, and you, I'm telling you, if you don't have the protection of Allah with you today, you in big trouble. I mean, even physically, because people are killing people. Oh, man, I've never in the law seen such horrific crimes in 62 years, but I studied a lot. So in my study of the devotion to seeking Allah's truth for almost 46 years, Allah said in the end of time, people would be committing horrific crimes. And Allah also say, when we'll know the sign, one of the big signs of the end of this time, not this whole world, but the end of evil existing in this part of his creation, he said that people would be insane, the majority of the people. And he said, before he destroyed any generation in the past and this generation today, he first makes them insane, demented. Why do he make them demented? Insane, because they turn away from him. When you turn away from your creator, where do our sanity come from? Taqwa. Our sanity comes from taqwa. What is taqwa? This is
Allah.
2 minutes.
Okay,
with the 2 minutes, I'm going to say, first of all, people, there is no creator but Allah. Allah is the Lord of all systems of knowledge. The Holy Quran is the only book that can save all the people from the destruction here and in the hereafter. And with that said, I want to say we give all praises to Allah for blessing us to live to see another Sunday and to have another beautiful show. With that said, I give way to Brother Imam Abdul Kareem to say a few words and lead us out in prayer. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, I'm going to close, inshallah, with three verses from Quran. And I'm talking about two groups of people. And it's in Surat al-Mu'min. And may Allah make us among the best group of these two groups of people that Allah is talking about. Verily, and this is verse 109 to 111. Verily, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. The meaning is translated as, verily, there was a party of my slaves who used to say, our Lord, we believe, so forgive us and have mercy on us. You are the best of all who show mercy. You are the best of all who show mercy. But you, the disbelievers, took them for a laughingstock, so much so that they made you forget my, Allah's remembrance, while you used to laugh at them. Verily, I have rewarded them this day for their patience. They are indeed the ones that are successful. And my prayer is that Allah makes us among the ones who are successful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank everyone for coming on and participating. And may Allah bless you all to have a successful life here in this world. And after this life is over, may Allah bless the righteous and those who are obedient to Him and His Prophet Muhammad with eternal life. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum
assalam.
Thank you again for joining us this Sunday. Join us again next Sunday, same time, Imam Shahi Shabazz at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a blessed and wonderful evening. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.